8:13, good morning, it's Jim and Kim, as we're broadcasting live at Dee's Nursery, Atlantic Avenue in Oceanside, being brought to us by Valley Stream Chevrolet, as we're here for the Trees for the Troops send-off. And a very important part of that is Nancy Costco, who is the district manager for DHL, who actually drove the big rig. And parallel pocket
like
here.
5 foot nothing.
4'11".
She's 4'11". You're almost up. Can get a booster seat.
Absolutely. I need one.
But Nancy, what's your role in this whole thing, getting the trees to the troops over there?
Well, I represent the logistics side of the DHL family.
Oh, that sounds really
and
important.
And unlike our brethren at DHL Express who handle small packages, we handle very, very large packages.
And you're doing this all for free. You're sending a
DHL is doing this free. We're very lucky. We have our own plane that flies into the Middle East. We've been supplying the military supply chain in Iraq and Afghanistan since the first day that they hit the ground. Our first rescue shipment was Gatorade because they were dehydrating, and we've been pumping in supplies to them ever since. But this is the best shipment that we make every year is the holiday gift.
Also, but actually I thought it was great because Hanukkah starts tomorrow. We're not only sending 1,000 Christmas trees, you also sent over menorahs as well.
Right, but we sent the bulk of the Hanukkah donations last week so that they could be distributed on the basis for the Jewish soldiers in time for the first candle tomorrow night.
Ooh,
so
nice.
We sent them Hanukkah food and Hanukkah menorahs and candles.
That's awesome. Are there things like this going on all over the country where DHL is involved? I know we're doing this from Oceanside today at Dee's Nursery.
Actually, on Friday, we're doing the same thing in our Los Angeles office. The two companies, DHL Global Forwarding and DHL Express, will be getting together Friday in Los Angeles. I'm not sure how many trees they're uplifting, but they're having a similar event.
Do you guys get pictures and stuff of the soldiers with their trees sometimes?
Just we do, and we've gotten wonderful feedback, not just on this, but later today I'll be reading a letter from Iraq from a commander who thanked us for a shipment we made that saved six lives within 12 hours after it landed.
Oh,
in Iraq.
Cool.
So
what was in the shipment?
It was armor for vehicles that arrived on a Saturday morning, and a platoon went out Saturday night and were hit, and six soldiers' lives were saved because of the armor.
Excellent.
That we had picked up in New Jersey about 48 hours earlier.
So you really are making a difference.
So we do make a difference.
That's fantastic.
And it's great to be able to send such joyous packages to the soldiers instead of just armaments.
Can actually still make a difference. If you come by Dee's Nursery, you can actually still bring cash donations by.
Absolutely.
To help send all kinds of things over there. So please stop by. We're going to be broadcasting live until 9 o'clock. We're on Atlantic Avenue at Oceanside at Dee's Nursery, but it's going to be an ongoing effort.
Hey, Nance.
Yes.
Can I ask you, this might be a little embarrassing. What does DHL stand for?
Actually, it is very embarrassing because it is the initials of three young Californians who started the company many, many years ago to send documents to and from Honolulu in California for ships. And that's how they started in the small package business. And you've embarrassed me because I never remember their last name. So thank you very much for doing
you,
that.
For you, not him.
But you knew the whole story, so
I
you
did.
Pass.
Yes.
You pass. At least you get partial credit.
Are they all retired now?
I believe they are, yes.
Yeah, really. Nancy Costco from District Manager of DHL. Nancy, thank you for everything you're doing and everything that DHL is doing.
And thank you for being here with us.
It's 8:16 from K298.3.